Hello.
Hello, this is customer support returning your phone call.
Yes, I was trying to get the Avira beauty cream for my wife. It kept saying, error, cannot find address. Well, I had the correct address. I tried doing it three times. All right, a few minutes ago, I tried doing it again, and it popped up at the end of it, up to step three, it popped up something about Avira serum. Also, you might want this. Most people buy this for shipping is $6.95. And then the next thing it said, Avira vitamin C cream. You're running that for zero, free, all right? And then under that, it had submit. I didn't check either one of those. I hit submit, and it said thank you for your orders, three. And it's listing three things. All I was trying to get was the beauty cream for $6.95, all right? And apparently, the thing about an error in your shipping address was just to give them an opportunity to try to sell me two more things. All right? So I don't know what to do about this at this point. Can you advise me?
Yes, sir. Let me see if I can help you with that. Can I get your zip code?
32177. The thing that got me is it kept saying incorrect address. I live at 150 Confederate Point Road, Palatka, Florida, 32177. That is my correct address, and it kept saying that is an error, so I don't know.
Okay, yes, sir. Can I get your first and last name?
It's William J. Sylvester. I was getting this for Linda M. Sylvester, my wife.
Okay.
Or A-U-V-I-R-A, Avira Beauty Cream. It was all I had to pay was the shipping, which was $6.95. And then they added on the Avira serum for $6.95 and the Avira vitamin C for zero. Okay, so now they want $6.95 and $6.95 is $13.90, I believe. So they're going to try to bill my card for $13.90, which is one of the things I didn't want on it.
Yes, sir. Let me see if I can fix this for you, okay?
Yep. You know, a while back, I don't know if it's the same company or same warehouse, but I bought some of those keto gummies. Mm-hmm. Is it the same, coming out of the same warehouse as them?
We are affiliated with a keto gummy, yes, sir.
Okay, well, listen, I purchased the keto gummies in November, all right? December 10th, they tried charging me for this the next month's supply. I did a one-time order, right? So they locked up, the bank locked up my card, and their fraud unit is investigating it because I did not ever do recurring orders. I just did the one trial offer, okay, of keto gummies. So now it wanted me to use the MasterCard that I had used for the gummies. That's what tipped me off that maybe this is coming from the same warehouse. That card has been locked up, so I couldn't use it if I wanted to, all right? So I use my Citibank Visa card. And if you're going to try to bill me next month for the regular price of all these items, it ain't going to happen. It's just going to lock up another one of my cards in a fraud investigation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now you tell me what you can do to fix it, or where we go from here.
Yes, sir. I'm getting it canceled out.
When I first called, it said you have a less than 2 minute wait. Well, that's over an hour ago now.
Yes, sir. I apologize for the wait.
Well, and no, dear, it's not your fault. You're just the next one in line to get stuck with me now at this point. You know.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I'm trying to be honest about this thing, you know. I don't like being jerked around.
Right.
I don't think anyone does.
Right.
I showed my wife that cream, and if it does half of what it says it does, she wanted to try it. But she didn't want serum, and she didn't want vitamin D cream.
Right, exactly. I completely understand.
So.
Okay, I fixed all of that. You don't have to worry about them trying to go into your account and take any more money from you, okay?
Well, she still gets the the beauty cream for the $6.95. That's what she was trying to do. Shipping $6.95.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay, and now a month from now, they're not going to try to debit that same card for that cream at some regular price, which is $60 or $70, right?
Yeah, correct. No, sir, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
No, I got to cancel so that that can't happen.
How much is the regular price? Can I ask you what the regular price is?
Yes, sir. The regular price of that one is, looks like $100 a month.
$100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, see, that is not going to...
No, actually, it's $119.85 a month.
$119.85.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, all I want is this one for $6.95 to try it and see if it, according to the what they're saying, that would be enough to her to see a drastic difference if it works.
Okay.
So are we all set on that then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for your time here.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All you're getting is the cream for $6.95. You cancel the serum and the vitamin B stuff. She says that is not going to happen. Next month, they're not going to try to send you another container for 119, whatever she just said. She says that won't happen. She says they also handle gummy bears.